Harper Audio presents The Proper Care and Feeding of Marriage by Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Read by Lily Lobianco. With preface and introduction read by Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Copyright 2007 by Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, and this is The Proper Care and Feeding of Marriage, the preface. Is there really ever such a thing as a perfect marriage? The answer to that question is yes. I know you're stunned, so stay with me here. Perfect doesn't mean that everything goes right, or your way, for that matter, or that you're feeling romantically perky all the time. There are just too many unpredictable events, challenges, and tragedies in life for any of us to feel content and satisfied for any prolonged period of time. Yet, even in the midst of misery, you can still feel and believe that your marriage is perfect if you have the right attitude. And I don't mean that you think positively. I do mean that you think outwardly. When you do so, married life becomes perfect, no matter what difficulties you're going through. I took a call from Michelle, a 17-year-old high school student, which will clarify. Michelle, hi, Dr. Laura. It's a pleasure to speak with you. My question is this. This Saturday is my boyfriend's and my senior prom. As it turns out, we have a conflict because it is also his championship lacrosse game. That's at the same time as the dance. He has told me that I could decide which one we should go to. Dr. Laura, really? So what's your decision? Michelle, well, personally, I want to go to the prom because it's our senior prom and it's our last dance together. It's meaningful, you know, but it's also his major opportunity because scouts will be at this game for college recruitment.